Welcome to Come to the Brink. I'm Zoe Flowers, and this is a space for those of us navigating profound life changes, like loss, trauma, caregiving, and transformation. It's about what happens when everything you thought was solid crumbles beneath you and you're forced to rebuild. If you've ever felt like you're standing on the brink, this is the space for you. Welcome.
I really don't know how I survived last year. Last April, this time, I was taking my mother to chemo. Radiation. Every day. I pick out one of the four or five sweatsuits that she'd been accustomed to wearing, her sneakers, her socks, help her to get dressed, some days. In the beginning of 2023, she could still dress herself. And then she couldn't. She couldn't even put on her own undergarments. She couldn't always lotion her own body. Sometime around, well, after she fell in 2022, she couldn't really always shower by herself. I don't know how we made it. We would get into this routine. She would get up, when she was still eating her breakfast, she'd have toast and coffee at the kitchen table, feed the cat. I'd be upstairs doing my morning ritual. I'd usually come downstairs, sometimes early, but most of the time between like 8:30 and 10. Make my breakfast. Sometimes we'd eat breakfast together. Sometimes last year, before she stopped really eating fully, I'd go and get us IHOP. Or lobsters. Seafood, Chinese food. I can't believe so much time has gone by already. How much my life has changed between January and March and April. We had a routine. I'd go to the grocery store, she'd go to the grocery store. And then the routine changed. She'd eat her breakfast, I'd eat mine. Then she would just go lay down she'd get back in bed and she'd watch game shows till about 12, 12:30. Then she'd get up and do whatever while I was working. In the beginning of the pandemic, on Friday nights, when she still had energy, we'd watch RuPaul's Drag Race and play Uno like every night during the pandemic. And we'd watch DJ Nice's Club Quarantine, and I would dance for her to make her laugh. In those early days of the pandemic, and then she just like started to wither away. Flash forward to last year, back to the radiation. I really thought she was going to make it through. She never complained about the radiation. She just complained about the pain. Every fucking day. We'd be up at UConn. It was just like, it's just so interesting how routines come about. We'd, like I said, we'd get dressed. We'd get out of the house. At a certain point, she needed a walker. Throw that in the back seat, head up to UConn. Put her in the wheelchair, wheel her into the hospital. She loved the warm blankets, so I would wrap her up in the warm blankets. It got to the point where I would just go to the warmer myself and grab the blankets. I don't know why I thought she was going to survive. Guess you have to be in denial as a human to just make it through every day. And then she'd get on that table and she'd be done in like 10 minutes. And she went through like 3 weeks of chemo, I think. But I did know it was like a race for time. And then there was like a week or two in between before she could start her immunotherapy. She couldn't get, because she was so small and she was so old, they didn't want to give her chemotherapy. But she had this like rare, I guess, cell structure where they thought that the immunotherapy would actually help, so that she would use her own immune system to kill the cancer. But unfortunately, she only made it through one treatment. And then she had some kind of reaction and wound up in the hospital. And one night she was in so much pain and she was sweating and calling out for her parents and her cousins, who have all deceased. And then she started calling me her mother. She'd say, Mom. And then she'd say, Zoe. And I'd go downstairs. And then after a certain point, it just happened so quickly. She couldn't go to the bathroom by herself anymore. She couldn't get out of bed, really. I mean, she did, but she had to have help. You know, I had to help her sit up. And I just didn't know how long it was going to last. It was so hard. Every night. Every night. So, of course, I really didn't sleep because I knew she would wake me up 3 times a night to go to the bathroom. And then she almost fell off the walker going into the bathroom. So I would listen. You know, I'd help her get up, watch her while she walked into the bathroom, watched her sit down, and then I'd go back upstairs and try to catch like a nap. And then she'd call me and I'd go back downstairs and help her out of the bathroom. And sometimes I would get so frustrated because she wouldn't get back in the bed. She would just sit on the edge of the bed. She wouldn't get back in the bed. So I would just be sitting on the back of the bed and it would be 2, 3 in the morning, 4, 5. And she would just sit there. And maybe she just didn't want to go back to sleep, you know. Maybe she just wanted to hang out. I don't know. Or maybe it was just the dementia. And then she'd be like, I want coffee. I want coffee. You want to have a cup of coffee with me? And I'd be like, Mom, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't want any coffee. I just want to go to sleep because I'm tired. And she'd get so frustrated with me. So then I would make her coffee. 4 or 5 in the morning, I'd make her some coffee. She'd get back up and go sit at the table and drink her coffee. Oh, I miss my mom. I don't know. I don't know why it had to come to an end like that. I don't know why she couldn't just quickly go like my dad, just have a heart attack and it'd be over. You know, he was on his way. He was on the, he was in the kitchen getting ready to go to work and he just had a heart attack. And by the time the paramedics got there, he was gone. That was it. I don't know why she had to experience her body breaking down, her mind breaking down. I hate that for her. She deserves so much better in so many ways. And here I am a year later. From the radiation journey. And I'm just now sort of, kind of getting a schedule together. Because I don't quite know what to do with my days. And I'm in a foreign country. And sometimes it's so unreal that I'm here It's so fucking goddamn real. And that there's people living in our house. I just don't know. I just don't know. I have no idea what's next. I'm Zoe Flowers. I'll talk to you soon.